Charlie, right with you.
Be right back on, operator. Thank you, operator. Mr. Weisel?
Yes. Sir.
Just a moment, sir, for the president.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Just a moment, sir. Mr. Weisel's on the line.
Good, thank you very much.
Tell you how much I loved you and what a great source of strength you'd been and how I couldn't have made it without you.
Oh, Linton, I have never been so happy and proud of a man in my life.
Well, you're awfully wonderful and you were always there when you were needed and...
I hope I always will be.
Well, you always have been. We've never doubted each other and we've been there every minute, so I'm just getting ready to go out and meet Hubert. He's going to land here in about 2 minutes and going to have a little barbecue with the press. And I thought things went about as good as we could expect.
Oh, it was the greatest victory in the history of the United States. Do you realize that on your coattails, we, for the first time in 30 years, carry the whole legislature?
Is that right?
Yeah. Both houses.
Eddie, you got to do this, and you're the only one can do it. And you're the one that get things done, like this Walter report. The rest of them just talk about it. We don't have any propaganda machine, and we don't have anybody that can get out our stuff. Now, Ray Moley started this story that just voting against Goldwater, and he didn't like either one of us, and that Johnson didn't have any rapport, and he didn't have any style, and he was a buffoon, and he was full of corn. And every place I went in this campaign, I went to 49 states with Lady Bird and two girls. I was 44 myself. I had the biggest crowd that ever had before, and I got the biggest vote anybody ever got before, and I had the greatest affection that there ever been demonstrated before, and the greatest loyalty, and more big businessmen, and more labor men, and more Negroes, and more Jews, and more ethnic groups, more everybody. But they say, oh, that doesn't amount to anything. So the Bobby Kennedy group, they kind of put out this stuff, and the little Kennedy folks around there, nobody loves Johnson. And they're going to have it built up by January that I didn't get any mandate at all, that I was just the lesser of two evils, and people didn't care, and so on and so forth. Now, I think that you've got to point out that Dick Daley says that he figured we'd run 750,000 in Chicago. Now we're going to run 850 to 9, and we save the governor, and we run over a million in the state. It's the greatest candidate that he's ever seen, the greatest political candidate. And I think you got to quote him, because that's what he told me a dozen times. I think you got to quote men like Lawrence is saying that. And you got to sell the fact that business and labor doesn't have to hate each other.
Yeah.
And that we have put together divergent viewpoints and united them in peace like we always unite in war.
Yeah.
And somebody like Berlin has got to sit down with the staff, and somebody's got to sit down with Newhouse, and somebody's got to try to get the Times to give us a little approach. Because the first thing they're going to do is going to try to make a Warren Harding out of us on account of Baker and Jenkins. Yeah. Second thing they're going to do is say there's no mandate. Third thing they're going to do is try to have the Southern Coalition, they're already working at it, to combine with the Republicans and not let us get anything. And if we don't show that even Roosevelt in 36 never captured the number of people and never had them jumping in the air and yelling and giving the loyalty that we did. Now we've got to build that up, and you're going to have to get that advertising agency that we got there in New York and call them in. Bill Moore, you're hired. Find out who they are.
All right.
And say, now how in the hell do we create this image? Now here's Newhouse, and here's Dick Berlin, and here's Roy Howard, and here's the Washington Post and Star that are friends.
We've got life and look and the...
We've got all of these folks. Now, damn it, let's give this guy a chance. Let's give him a chance to try to hold the country together instead of dividing and face the world. He's got problems with De Gaulle and the Alliance right now, and he doesn't want to be any hero, and he's not going to revolutionize things. He's not going to send a program to Congress that's going to pack the court. He's going to be a moderate-tempered man, but let's say that the people want this, and that they saw him, and they liked him, and they came, and he saw, and he conquered. Now, I can't do that, because I can't be that immodest, but you can just raise hell with them and call that agency in, and then put a dozen telephone calls in to Dick and folks, and tell them that Daley said this, and here's what happened over the country. And In Iowa, I beat 5 of the 6 Democratic congressmen.
Yeah.
I had twice the crowd Eisenhower ever had. Now, they wrote about Eisenhower for 8 years, but they've never written one word about us, and they've got to say something about the auditorium at Austin, Texas, being filled at 2:30 in the morning just waiting to see me, the people that knew me best, and that they voted for me 6 and 8 to 1 in my home boxes, that Miller was losing, and the love and the affection they had for 30 years. Now, all they write about is not love and affection. They write, well, the lesser two evils, corn pone, Southern, so on and so forth.
Well, it's not quite as bad as that, but I agree with you that, and I will undertake to do it. You don't know who the advertising
is. No, but call Bill Moyer and ask him who it is, and then call up the head of that agency and tell him, get over to your law office, and you want him to plan a campaign. Some way or other, and then you talk to Dick and say, now, goddamn it, these little old half-assed editorials that y'all wrote saying we're for Johnson, but then trading them all equally in news, and it looked like to me Goldwater got better news than we did.
Yeah.
That what we want you to do now is say, let's hold this country together and let's don't divide up, because if you do, the labor boys will take what you got.
I will get busy. I'm meeting Mr. Newhouse for dinner tonight.
Well, you just tell him that.
I'm going to go over and see Dick right away.
You just tell Newhouse that he never does need to send an editorial, but he needs to send on the ticker that I want you all to say that this man's loved, that this man has the affection of the country, that this man won the hearts of the people, that there's nothing like it ever happened, and let's give him a chance and let's help him. And tell him, by God, I'll stand by his side in all of his ventures and help him.
I will do that. I'll do everything I can. You know that. I think we can do it.
I think you've got to hang it on to a Daily and a Lawrence, others, and just look at the votes. Now, what do we carry New York by?
2.5 million, close to 2.5 million.
All right. Now, Roosevelt by 1.5 million was the biggest, wasn't it?
Eisenhower by 1.6 million was the biggest, Jim.
All right, but here's Roosevelt that lived there and governor and everybody loved him. Here's Eisenhower, and we increased it by over 1 million.
That's right. And you did the same in Illinois, and you did the same in every state.
Ohio, we did the same. Pennsylvania,
New Jersey, you won by almost 1 million.
New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Connecticut, every county. In the state of New York, you carried every single county.
Is that right?
Every one, without exception.
I guess we elected Bobby, didn't we?
Oh, sure. He ran 1,700,000 votes behind you.
Mm.
And still was elected.
Well, now let's get busy on this, Eddie, before they ruin us and make a Harding out of us.
I'll get busy right away.
All right. And we've got to be thinking what we do about this Attorney General now. We've got to get the ablest, strongest, finest, most respectable man that we can get, because they want to make a bunch of crooks out of us.
Yeah, and we have to get one that has all those qualities and is loyal.
All right, well, now you think about that.
I will.
Think hard about it, because you're my daddy, and I'm depending on you. And don't turn over all this money you get to Bobby up there, because we're going to owe about $3 million, and we've committed ourselves here for 240 station broadcasts and everything, so you hold some of it in your box.
I have.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Tell Bobby Lehman and I wanted to call him and tell him I loved him and thank him.
I will.
And if I get a chance, I'll call him today myself, but you tell him.
All right, I will.
Now, do you think anybody else up there that I just got to call?
I can't think of any.
All right. Give little Eddie my love.
Thank
and
you.
Alice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.